You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Imagine a man. His name is Charlie. He's 67, and he is becoming the Casanova of the condo complex that he lives in. He chases the neighboring divorcees and widows, and he seduces their psyches, urging them to see themselves as beautiful and vital, to start moving mountains in their lives. And that, in fact, is the title of the play. It's called Moving Mountains. It's an EMH production that opens at Sacramento's Geary Theater this weekend. Director Amy Kelly is joining us with Elise Hodge, who is an actress, director, and the producer of this production company. We also have Lonnon Smith, who is Charlie himself. So welcome to Insight, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Beth.
Charlie, a.k.a. Lonnon, or vice versa, you get to begin. So tell me about this wild man in the condo complex.
Well, the interesting thing for me about Charlie is that I'm the same age that he is. I'm 67. Uh-huh. And I feel very protective about Charlie because I think he represents the boomer generation that I'm part of.
Wild and crazy in your 60s? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, when I want to know what Charlie was doing, we were talking about this earlier. Yeah. When I want to know what Charlie was doing when he was 27, I only have to remember what I was doing when I was 27, which was fairly wild and crazy, yes.
Reliving
he's
it.
He's a retired insurance man. He's lived his life rather respectfully and respectably. He's been widowed. He lives in a senior complex, and he's busily seducing, or not seducing, I don't think. It's more that he's satisfying a lot of widows and divorcees who are looking for a little excitement in their life, and he provides it.
Amy, how did you direct Lonnon to think about Charlie? And I said seducing the psyches, which to me is different than just, you know, socializing with another person next to you.
Well, I think a lot of that, Elise will have to take credit for. I kind of came on as the co-director and sort of director of the comedic aspects of the show. But I don't know. Do you want to answer that one?
Sure. One of the things that Lonnon's already brought up is the fact that, you know, he feels a strong kinship for Charlie so much. And I really asked him to just tap into that as much as he possibly could, because there's such a relational aspect between Lonnon's own life and this character. So
they're both so charismatic.
They're both very charismatic. Exactly.
The character and Lonnon. Yeah. Just basically be yourself, baby.
That's what I said. Be yourself.
Well, it's a compliment, I promise.
So, Elise, you play Charlie's daughter, Elaine.
Yes.
So Elaine has to deal with the way her father's behaving and what she kind of sees is going on. So should we go to the reading next, or do you want to address Elaine's perspective first?
I can just talk about her very briefly. She's kind of a daddy's girl, for sure. And she finds out, you know, basically that he's got all these lady friends. And if initially she's very mortified by it. This is shocking. And oh, gosh, you know, how dare he? And I mean, she's the kind of woman who goes and has high tea with her friends at the Beverly Wilshire. So, you know, this is very not okay with her. And yet she's very drawn into it in a certain sense, because she's looking for something in her own life that she's lacking so severely. You know, her and her husband are definitely not having a good time at this point in their marriage. And he's off cheating on her, and she's even considering having maybe some fun on her own time. But, you know, it's very like, oh, should I, shouldn't I? And she comes to her father with this dilemma. And I think it's great that the two of them can have that kind of conversation. But it's funny how they get to it, because she is this very stuck up kind of person in a way.
Yeah.
So
she kind of rediscovers her father.
She does.
In so many ways. Just he becomes someone that she doesn't understand in the beginning, and then someone she begins to understand and really look up to in a different way.
Yeah.
And he's both father and mother to her in a way, because without giving too much away, your mom is not there.
Yeah. I think talking about sex with your adult children is always
a little awkward. We're getting right to the point here. Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. There is talk about sex with mature people.
Mature. Well, which is mature. What happens kind of at this stage when you have a need as the child, because of marriage issues or family issues, to actually go to your parent for adult wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
The play is called Moving Mountains, and you're going to share a reading from it.
Yeah.
Does it need some setup?
Sure. We can, basically I have just discovered, Elena's just discovered about the fact that her dad has all these girlfriends. And so she's kind of pushing him on this and like, why is this such a big deal to you? You know, this is kind of embarrassing to me. So they're getting into a little bit of an argument when this starts.
You know your trouble? You're an ageist. Look, wrinkles. Smooth. Where is it written that smooth is better than wrinkles? Smooth is flat. Smooth is boring. Wrinkles have texture. Wrinkles have diversity. Why is the grape better than the raisin? Look, what do you see?
What? Nothing.
Exactly. Look, liver spots for added color. Elaine, the hair gets gray. The muscles don't do what they used to. Flexibility goes. Bones begin to scrape up against each other. But one thing remains.
I'm afraid to ask. What?
Feeling. My friends and I are engaged in a creative endeavor. I create feelings for someone. Someone creates feelings for me. It's sort of like serving up nutrients. How can that be so bad?
I don't know, but it sounds like it should be.
Why? If I were 40 years old, would I be a dirty middle-aged man? If I were 20 years old, would I be a dirty young man? All right. Same species, older edition.
That's it, then. Senility. Senility has set in. Oh, Papa, go see George. He'll know what to do.
Oh, I know what he'll do. He'll operate.
Papa, this needs expert opinion.
Oh, beware the expert. If the expert is so expert, why is it that a new expert comes along to correct the old expert?
Oh, but Papa, think.
Don't think. The cerebrum is a mixed blessing. It built the Taj Mahal and invented the sausage. But it also gets people to think they were better than everybody else. I don't believe fish put on such airs.
No, they just eat each other.
Elaine, we are in an existence we haven't the vaguest idea what it is. So why do so many people try to tell everybody else how to live?
Papa, I don't know. I've got all I can do to take my pills in the correct order. Papa, half the time I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Daughter, I love you. I appreciate your concern for me, but...
How many girlfriends do you have?
I don't know. I don't count.
Estimate.
More than one? Less than 500?
500.
There, you see? You have no sense of play. Go. Have your high tea.
That's Lonnon Smith as Charlie Fuller and Elise Hodge playing his daughter Elaine. Moving Mountains opens at Sacramento's Geary Theater on Friday. It runs through May 19th. I'm talking with Amy Kelly, Elise, and Lonnon. It's a light comedy. Mm-hmm. It was written by Lawrence Roman. It's fun for all ages, safe for all ages. Yeah. But if you're 50 and above, you're really going to connect with the material.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lonnon, what is the relationship with these girlfriends? Because that's really what the title Moving Mountains is all about.
I think Charlie is there to facilitate them exploring their own dreams. He's forever telling them, yes, you can. Yes, you can do this. Yes, you can move mountains.
We just gave you a soundtrack for that thought.
Awesome.
There you
that
go.
That was the sound of Moving Mountains.
That was.
Thank you. I think Charlie's a great guy. He's very Zorba-like until he finds out that he can't have the one woman he wants. And then he's crushed.
He's very dramatic when he finds out that he can't have the woman he wants.
He talks about men turning to powder and how there are more mature women than mature men. But when he more or less gets old right in front of your eyes because he's defeated in love.
And this is Polly that he can't win over.
The one that he can't win over.
Yes, she has. I don't want to spoil anything, so yeah. I don't want to give away why he can't have her. But it's very unexpected. I feel like it, but also right in line with Charlie's philosophy, which is go chase your dream, go chase your fantasies,
move
your mountains. Exactly.
Which are the obstacles you know we set up for ourselves? The obstacles that people set up for us.
Yeah.
It's just getting through that. I mean, everyone has a mountain to move, and Charlie's just really good at facilitating that. But when it comes to his own mountain, I think he does have
he has a hard time with that. Yeah.
We were teasing Amy that in 1 year, this is her third time in the studio in three different projects, but in at least two of the three, it's very out of vogue to be mortified by things, Amy. You know, you're really like the bad character in the play if you're just mortified by somebody's behavior.
Yeah.
And so I guess the message is that more and more, we're, if art imitates life, we're supposed to go with the flow.
Yeah.
As we get older, especially.
You do. I mean, because you think a lot of times, or people think that when you get to a certain age that love stops, love changes, feelings stop, but it doesn't. And that's what this play is about to me when I'm up there watching it. Is that it goes on, everything does. The only thing that changes is the body, and that's what you have to deal with. But
well, and there's your favorite line in the play.
Which is right here, it says, I wrote it down, because it says, and the young, how are they to know we don't feel on the inside like we look on the outside? Yeah. And I think that is the heart of the piece, too, is explaining to people, you know, that it's the same.
The grape versus the raisin.
Yeah,
yes.
Which it was
like,
used to be titled
better
that.
Than the raisin.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
It was
you found that out.
Formerly titled Grapes and Raisins.
Oh, well, that just stands out
because,
in that line.
Yeah.
So, Lonnon, I want you to speak both for Charlie but for yourself. At this stage of your life, doing this particular play with this particular character, what's illuminating for you?
We were just talking about that earlier. I've done a lot of plays over the years, and I've never really thought much about where I was in the timeline. This play has made me stop and consider that I am probably closer to the end of my life than to the beginning, certainly. Mm. He talks a lot to the Polly character about the fact that now is the time you go and explore your dreams. You should, if not now, when? If not now, never. And I guess I've come up against that in my own life. I'm trying to do the things I've always wanted to do. I was a writer in Hollywood for a long time. I've, you know, done a lot of different things. But right now I'm just living the life that I choose. I like being an actor in Sacramento. I like living here, you know.
Well, you have a month to spend with Charlie Fuller to think more about where your next dream is. So good luck.
That's true.
Yeah. Good luck with the run of the show.
Thank you.
You open Friday night. It's great to have you all here to give us a preview.
Thank you.
Have fun. It's a tiny little stage. If anybody trips, they're going to be in the lap of an audience member.
It would just add to the comedy.
Piano on the stage too. Yeah, I know. Need to add a scene. With
no,
a musical number.
Yeah, music. We're going to pull the grand piano out from the
Charlie
back.
Charlie's
going to sing.
All right, Amy Kelly, Elise Marie Hodge, which is EMAH production on Sacramento's Geary stage, and of course Lonnon Smith in the role of Charlie Fuller. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
We have more details at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. Our associate producers are Katie Daly and Jessica Kaur. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today is Matt Pacini. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And then there's you. So thank you for joining us.